Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 505. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We started things off there with a track from The Flies. That song is called 16 Down, and that was originally released in 1979 on the band's second album, Own. Though I've got that on a new compilation called Today Belongs to Me, the complete recordings 1977 to 1980. A compilation put out by Cherry Red Records late last year, December 19th of 2019. It's an excellent compilation that includes both of the band's LPs, all their singles, and some demo tracks as well. As a casual fan, I took a chance on that one, and now I'm a huge Flies fan. I'm going to be digging through all those vinyl racks to see if I can find a nice vinyl copy of Own, because that is a fantastic album that I'm going to want to revisit again and again. I got lots of music for you this week. I think it holds together pretty well, so let's go ahead and do that. Here's a track from Anti-Flag. It's called It Went Off Like a Bomb.
And it went off like a bomb. Incinerate. Talking ain't so pleasant now, but sometimes I miss the mess. I'm on the straight and narrow now, but this I must confess. I wanna be a rebel.
I really like that band. I just wish I knew who it was. No, of course, that was Dropkick Murphys with the song Smash Shit Up. That is the first song on a two-song 12-inch single-sided that just came out January 31st on Born and Bred Records, their own label. Band, of course, based out of Boston. The band, of course, is Boston. And that song there, kind of cookie cutter, but the lyrics just really make me laugh. And, you know, that's what it's like to be old, folks. Don't do it. It's not for the weak of heart. Before that, we heard from Anti-Flag with the song It Went Off Like a Bomb. That's on the band's album 2020 Vision. Came out January 17th on Spine Farm Records. That band based out of Pittsburgh, PA. That album doesn't do a whole lot for me. In fact, I've never purchased an Anti-Flag album before, but I heard good reviews from people who care, and I think that's a band I'd love to see live, but I don't know. The album, I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, I'm recording from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, hotel room, as usual, but I'm on a spare laptop with a spare microphone, so if it sounds a little weird, it's weird for me, too. Let's play some more music. This is a band called Out.
Sounded like it's what you meant.
that was good, right? That was Church Girls from Philadelphia, PA. The song is called Twin Hellfire, and it's on the album The Haunt. Came out last week, I think, February 7th, on Anchor 84 Records. I don't know anything about that band, but I know there's about four songs on that album that I could have played on the podcast that are all just wonderful, and that is added to my list of Best Album of the Year contenders, because it's just it's everything I need in a record. Give that one a spin. You're going to find it on Spotify and everywhere else, and then just buy it. Just buy it. Before that, we heard from the band Out from Kalamazoo, Michigan. The song is called Still Talking Wrong, and it's on the album Billy, which came out January 24th on Comedy Minus One Record. A very solid indie rock album there as well. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music. I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We're going to get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make good podcasts, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, one more set of music here for you. Let's play something by Cheerbleeders. This song is called Sometimes I Cry at Work.
To live with her, bending backwards, giving me grief. Sometimes I cry at work. I want to get there first. Game of the night.
All right, welcome back to the Too Much Rock podcast. We just ended there with the band Slutface. That's S-L-O with the little slash through it, T-F-A-C-E. And I think that's the ooh. My Norwegian is excellent, don't at me. The song is called Passport, and it's on the album Sorry for the Late Reply, which came out January 31st on Network Records. A couple of really good songs on that album there. And then before that, we heard from Cheerbleeders from London. The song was called Sometimes I Cry at Work, and it's on the four-track EP Lobotomy. Came out February 7th on Alcopop Records. What a label, and a good little EP there as well. Anyway, I'm out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 505. I've been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, you name it, at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. There's a few things coming up that interest me. Destroyer is playing on the 28th at Granada. The 29th, Duran Jones is at the Bottleneck. March 3rd, Screaming Females are at the White Schoolhouse. On the 5th, Le Grand has a good show at the Rhino. On the 6th, Uncouth is playing at Davies with a couple of other people as a kickoff to the Sporting Kansas City home season. On the 8th is Elevator Division, playing a reunion set at Record Bar for a very good cause. But on the 12th, I'm going to be in Boston for Touraie. Yes, that is the Dexy Midnight Runner tribute show led by Ted Leo. So, yeah, sorry, guys. On the 14th, Bare Hands is at the Bottleneck. On the 15th, Rat Boys is coming to the Riot Room. On the 19th and 20th, Hot Water Music are at the Record Bar. On the 23rd, Deaf Heaven is at Granada. I've never seen that band live. I think I'd probably like it. On the 24th, Single Mothers are going to tear apart the mini bar. We should definitely see that one. And that leads us into April. We got Sturgill Simpson, Slingshot Dakota coming up, Heartbones, Tiny Moving Parts, lots of shows coming. Because, hey, it's the season, right? As soon as the snow melts, bands can get back on the road. Looking at the website, only one new thing out there, photos and video of the anniversary show with Matt Pryor and other Americans. Some other things out there that should be coming soon, but I had a computer crash, and well, we'll see if I get around to re-edit them all again. Dang it. Anyway, so let's go ahead and wrap things up here. I got one track left for you. And if you were listening last week, you probably know who it's by. It's by Paul Kelly. The song I play is called And Death Shall Have No Dominion, which is a Dylan Thomas poem. This one is, I don't know actually where it was released. It's from 2018, though. I picked that up on the Songs from the South, Paul Kelly's Greatest Hits, 1985 to 2019. Came out on Cooking Vinyl February of last year. Two-CD, very exhaustive compilation of all of Paul Kelly's greatest hits. There's a lot there for you to sift through. If you're a casual fan, this is probably everything you're ever going to need. And it was a very good trip for me to visit through there and listen and see what was all there. Because, hey, I had heard some tracks and I liked it. And now I've heard more tracks and yeah, I can generally say I like them too. So anyway, we're going to end things here. This one's Paul Kelly, as I said, the song, And Death Shall Have No Dominion. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Dead men naked shall be one with the man in the wind and the west moon. When their bones are picked clean and the clean bones gone, I'll have stars at elbow and foot. Though they go mad, they shall be sane. Though they sink through the sea, they shall rise again. Though lovers be lost, love shall not. Death shall have no dominion. Death shall have no dominion. Under the windings of the sea, they lie in long shall not die windily. Twisting on racks when sinews give way, strapped to a wheel yet they shall not break. Faith in their hands shall snap in two, and the unicorn evils run them through. Split all ends up, they shall crack. And death shall have no dominion. And death shall have no dominion. Thank you.
death shall have no dominion. No more may ghosts cry at their ears, or waves break loud on the seashores. Where blew a flower, may a flower no more lift its head to the blows of the rain. Though they be mad and dead as nails, heads of the characters hammered through daisies,
breaking the sun till the sun breaks down. Death shall have no dominion, and death shall have no dominion, and death shall have